At first, he was funny, a bearded man with flowing hair, dressed in his garish best, his forearms curly with knots of hair. He looked as if he'd walked out of a bear party in San Francisco's South of Market bars, just with a lot more bling. Rubies flashed, golden balls bobbed, and a stadium full of fans rocked to his mega hit, Love Charger.
You are the Love Charger! You are the Love Charger! You are the Love Charger!
But Ram Rahim is no ordinary rock star. He's a God man. He presides over a spiritual empire. Millions followed his religious group, Dera Sach Sauda. And he even produces his own films, starring himself, of course, as a messenger to God, a swashbuckling superhero dripping with jewels, riding a motorbike, India's Braveheart saint.
Wo hai Sant Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Ji, insaan.
In his films, he flies, topples elephants, stops charging buffaloes, and defeats India's enemies single-handedly, all the while wearing a bejeweled bracelet that reads MSG, Messenger of God.
MSG, the messenger, messenger. MSG, the messenger, messenger.
And then, like Humpty Dumpty, it all came crashing down. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Gurmeet Ram Rahim was accused of rape by a former devotee 15 years ago in a desperate letter to the then Indian Prime Minister. In 2017, a court found him guilty. His followers, who had amassed by the thousands near the courthouse, started rioting. Over 30 people were killed. But Ram Rahim was still sentenced to 20 years in prison. Now more horror stories are coming out. Male followers allege that he would tell them they needed to sacrifice something to get closer to him. They did not realize that meant castration. Some 400, apparently. Women say they were called into his gufa or cave, raped, and it was called the Guru's forgiveness. A journalist who tried to investigate what was going on was killed in 2002. That case is still going on. Godmen are not unusual in India, not new. The Beatles came here to learn from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi back in the 60s. But Ram Rahim shows the power of Godmen. For many of us, it seems difficult to believe how so many people could have drunk this particular Kool-Aid. How anyone could have taken this shiny bauble of a Godman seriously. But they did. Ram Rahim had such VIP status, his name was on a select list of those who could not be frisked at airports in India. Godmen aren't peculiarly Indian, leaders of mega churches in America. Cult leaders, whether in Jonestown or Waco, are really no different in the power they exert, the blind devotion they command. What's different in India is how much political clout they have gathered. Many of Ram Rahim's followers come from lower castes who have found little acceptance in other parts of society. And politicians think of Ram Rahim as a way to their votes. As a result, the Ram Rahims are feted and wooed. In his movies, he claims he will serve his society till he dies.
Vaishnavi ki seva karna paap hai. To ye paap hum aakhri saans tak karte rahenge.
But the violence after Ram Rahim's verdict showed the heavy price tag that the vote bank demands.
Kill him.
It's not a joke to kill him.
Columnist Santosh Desai warned that it was an emphatic reminder of how a parallel structure is building legitimacy and finding ways of challenging the state with impunity. Not all of it was bad or over the top. There are state-of-the-art hospitals, movements to promote cornea donations and blood donations. Sociologists say the rise of these godmen shows that they fill a gap where conventional politicians have failed, as has conventional religion. These are not millions who are brainwashed by the Love Charger anthem. These are also millions who feel ignored, discarded, dismissed. And this man and his opulent psychedelic lifestyle become something worth celebrating. His followers drop their surnames that betray their caste origins and adopt the surname Insan or Human. In one of his films, Ram Rahim says, some call him God, some call him Guru, but he's just human, an insan.
Koi kehta hai Guru, to koi kehta hai Bhagwan, lekin hum to hai sirf ek insan.
Unfortunately for him, the courts just proved how human he is. Messenger of God or not, for now, the Indian courts have proven very allergic to MSG. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
You are the love chaser. You are the love chaser. You are the love.